But, you know, that's a very good Northwestern team. And we knew we were going to have to play a spectacular game to overcome them. And I thought, once again, we hung with them, played well in the first half. And then just, you know, things happen and fall apart in the second half a little bit. And, you know, they're a very athletic team that just outplayed us in the second half. Good, nice job.
Questions for coach or student athletes? Please raise your hand and identify yourself and your affiliation. Beth?
Hello, Bruce. Start with your news. And Katie, I guess you've probably seen enough of Maggie Berman out in two games the last of a lifetime. What does she do? I mean, a lot of people are not only a big star team. What does she do so well to try to drive the ball?
Yeah, you know, she's really athletic. She stays right with me. I had my opportunities. I, you know, got open sometimes and had a few shots and put them away. So, yeah, she's a great defender, very athletic.
Right here.
For Coach Gate, kind of what you talking about, how much does it change what you guys are able to do when they take her out of the mix and just take her away from you guys offensively?
It definitely, you know, changes. We did some prep for that a little bit, and you know, we felt pretty good in the first half that it was going pretty well. And, you know, it seemed like we didn't see, I don't know who handles these stats, but I'm pretty sure the draw controls were at 6-6 in the second half. You know, it just seemed like we didn't have the ball in the second half. And you know, it makes their job easy. They can shut her off all they want when the ball's in their end. You know, it's hard to get KD the ball when we don't have it. So, you know, they did a nice job, but the number one thing was, you know, on the loose balls, you know, in the second half, I thought they really dominated in draw controls.
Gary, what does it tell you about Northwestern that your two games were going to win exactly pretty much the same way? Or the way the games went, you played with them for a half, and then they dominate the draw control and then the possession. What does it tell you about Northwestern?
It tells you, you know, they're an experienced team that, you know, that never stops. And I think it tells you that how athletic they are and that they can go 100% for the entire game. And I think that's what it shows, where normally you play a team and you go at it first half and then both sides get a little weary and just keep playing and it's a great game. But they just kept the throttle on and the pressure on the offensive end. You get a little bit tired, you start making mistakes. And that's, I think, overall it shows their experience, I think. And the fact they've been there and they know what they wanted to do and they stuck with it and paid off.
Andrew?
Hey, what were you thinking at halftime? Going back to last game, or what position do you think you guys were in?
You know, felt pretty good, you know, but I think then we lost three or four draws in a row and never really touched the ball. Finally get the ball, I think we turned it over and you know, it's, you know, we felt good at halftime. You know, you feel good down one, playing with them, you know, things pretty even, and then you go out and you're hoping for the best, and it just didn't go that way.
Positive ESPN Radio in Baltimore. After the first game, it seemed like the first half was an even match. What adjustments did you make coming into the game? Was it conditioning or speed? But how did it fall apart in the second half?
Well, I think it was easy to fall apart when we didn't have the ball. You know, the adjustments were we were trying to slow it down a little bit in the first half, and I thought we did, and I thought we stayed pretty fresh. But that doesn't mean the ball is going to get in your stick and give you possession off of draw control. So, you know, I thought we slowed the game down. We found the players that we thought we'd get in the middle. I thought we'd play pretty well on the offensive end and stayed fairly rested. But, you know, they just turned it up a notch on draw controls and loose balls.
Other questions for the student athletes? Right here.
Yeah, Lindsay and Pink Preston, this is a follow-up. In the second half there, what is it about Northwestern that allows them to get all these round balls? You know, why could you all, you know, seem to get to them or shut them off? Or what happened there in that run?
Go ahead. No. Well, I think they're all very athletic, and, I mean, it's not really one thing they did or didn't do, but, I mean, they were faster and quicker off the start and got the ball, and it allowed their possession to be longer and more of them.
Yeah, I agree. I think they are extremely athletic, and they anticipate very well, and they also stay over the ball very well. They chuck it right in. You know, and even if we did get a draw, they check it right out of our sticks because we weren't staying over the ball. So, yeah, they're very tenacious. They're unbelievable at draws.
For Lindsay and for Katie, this season, you know, you guys took the program to new heights. This was the furthest you guys have ever been. Does this give you a taste and give you that motivation to take it a step further, pick up where you left off next year?
Yeah, we're very happy to be here. You know, we wanted to come in and win this game, obviously. But, you know, I think we'll remember this game. It's good to have this experience. You know, we're going to miss the seniors next year. But it was a great experience, and I think year after year we want to be here again.
Yeah, I think we're all really happy with our accomplishments and how far we got. But obviously we want to do as the best we can, and going farther next year would be that.
Paul Crum, Lacrosse Magazine. Katie, just talk more about Maggie and maybe the combination of also not having the ball as a team. I mean, emotionally, did any kind of frustration set in, or how were you feeling as the game was going on?
Yeah, you know, we came into the game with a great game plan. You know, we executed well in the first half, and in the second half, you know, they came out, got the possession, and you know, they have a lot of depth. They have subs coming in constantly, and, you know, we don't have many subs, so they, you know, they're always fresh, and, you know, they're a great team. I mean, yeah, it is obviously frustrating when you don't have the ball, and, you know, every draw control, we wanted to get it, but, you know, it just wasn't really falling our way, I guess.
Gary,
can
you
say it?
Gary, in the first half, you did a great job. I mean, they weren't able to wrap them behind. They were getting cutters into the low area in front of the goal. And even before they really started to worry about, they were penetrating, but they were getting into that area a lot better. What have you seen them do so well at the start of the second half?
I think they just, you know, they took advantage of long possessions. And you know, when you get a little bit tired, you have a little bit of breakdown. And I think that's what you saw out there a little bit was, you know, we're playing a lot of defense, a lot, and it wears you down, you know. And I think that was clear. You know, it'd be around and around and around. The minute you're not focused, and they went, you know, or backdoor cut, or, you know, they just attack you on a lot of one-on-ones and keep coming. They're stopped, they pass it out and go again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we came in with a game plan, and we worked it out really well in the first half. And then, I mean, when we weren't getting half those draw controls, that's just longer possessions. And, I mean, even talking, communicating, if you stop thinking for 1 second, I mean, they all had threats, so they found the open girl.
Lindsay, what makes defending Hillary Bowen so
difficult? Well, she's really athletic, small, quick. She's really sneaky, kind of like, you know, I don't know. She just, she sees the field well, she sees her players well, and she knows when to go and when to pass, and it makes it difficult.
What did you think of her performance?
Obviously, she did really well, as usual. And, I mean, she always steps it up, so, I mean, she's a really great player, so they're lucky to have her.
Other questions?
For Coach and for Kristen, a lot of talent coming back next year, obviously, but some finality for the senior class. Talking about what they have meant this season, and, you know, maybe Kristen, you know, the way it went to take this program to what you guys were able to accomplish this year.
Really, I mean, it was unbelievable. And, you know, Gary coming in was just great. And I just think that everyone, you know, their passion for lacrosse was just there. And he just brings that out, and it's just, it's really incredible, and I just feel very blessed. And to make it to a Final Four, it's great.
Yeah, I thought the seniors, you know, they went through a lot, losing a coach in the summer, and you know, having to come in with a new coach and really different approach to the game, I think, and I thought the seniors really stepped up and provided the leadership necessary to make the transition go smoothly. And, you know, the nice thing is they were willing to do anything that was asked of them. And we worked hard this year, and you know, I thank them. They made my first year very enjoyable.
Make time for one or two more questions. Is that all right?
Okay. Now I can shave my beard.
Thanks, Eric. We'll have Northwestern shortly.
Last game ended about 20 hours.
Make sure they put a minimum.
Thank you.
No problem.